This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Saturday urged the international community to support opposition leader Juan Guaido as the new Venezuelan leader. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from New York.
Secretary Pompeo called the Maduro regime an illegitimate mafia state and criticized countries including Russia, China, Iran, and Cuba for supporting him. Several European governments, including Britain, Spain, Germany, and France, said Saturday that they would recognize 35-year-old opposition leader and head of the democratically elected National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as president if no election is called within 8 days. Guaido declared himself interim president on January 23rd. But powers Russia and China and several left-leaning Latin states have expressed support for Maduro, who was sworn in for a second 6-year term on January 10th, following elections that many voters boycotted and whose results have been challenged both domestically and internationally. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The United States and the Taliban may have agreed on a plan for American troops to leave Afghanistan after the United States' longest war in its history. Reuters correspondent Gavino Gary has details.
As part of the deal, the Taliban sources said they offered assurances that Afghanistan will not be allowed to be used by al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants to attack the United States and its allies, a key demand of Washington. News of progress on the deal comes as the Taliban, a hardline Islamic group that controls nearly half of Afghanistan, continues to stage nearly daily attacks against the Western-backed Afghan government and its security forces. The Taliban says they will finalize a timeline for a ceasefire in Afghanistan, but will only open up talks with Afghan representatives once the ceasefire is implemented. It is not known if a draft acceptable to both sides has been completed or when it might take effect.
Gavino Gary of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.